Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these challenges. And this week we're looking at the topic of self-denial, and particularly fasting. Why somebody would go without food for a greater good. And the motivations are what it's all about. Jesus talked about how he expected his followers to fast, like the other devout Jews around them. He wanted them to do it for different reasons, for God and for God alone. Because he said there were hypocrites who were acting humble when they really weren't. A hypocrite is an actor. It's the Greek word for an actor. Somebody who's acting like something they are not. And that's exactly what the Pharisees, he said, were doing. They were fasting and making sure everybody knew about it, which meant the whole point of fasting, to focus on God, to become more conscious of God than themselves, was completely lost. That was supposed to be the point, but they made it all about them, making sure everybody knew how devout and how religious they were. Jesus had a real issue with that. He wanted his followers to fast in a way that nobody would know about. He wanted them to look their best, even when they had gone without food, when their energy was lowest. He wanted them to still look healthy, strong, and energetic. Now this is obviously about food, because that's what Jesus was talking about, fasting. Now as we try to apply this to our lives, we might think to ourselves, well, is this just about food? And no, that's why I wanted to talk about self-denial, because food is only one aspect of how we can intentionally focus on God by taking the focus off of something else in life. So yep, food is a part of that. But when we look at the three reasons that people fasted yesterday and today, we can see other areas of our lives that we can devote to God in the same way. First of all, people fasted for prayer. Well, there can be lots of things that can still distract us from prayer. It can be some habits like watching TV, spending too much time surfing the internet, anything like that. There can be things in our lives that we recognize are distracting us from prayer. We never have time to pray, we never have time to devote to God, because we have all these distractions. So that might be one way to apply this, to consider in your life, what distractions are there that keep you from spending quality devoted time with God? One really easy way to consider this would be to say, well, how do I spend my time on the commute? And can I devote 10, 20 minutes of that to Redeem the Commute and prayer and reading the Bible? That'd be one way to apply this to a life of prayer and reducing the number of distractions from prayer. Well, another reason to fast we saw was for self-discipline, to discipline our bodies, to follow our will. If we're trying to follow Jesus with our minds only, we're going to find our bodies can drag us into sin pretty quickly. And so we want to make sure our bodies and our minds and our wills are all aligned towards God together. It's possible that you're finding, you know what, I just don't have energy to pray, to spend time with God, to read the Bible, to do Redeem the Commute. Well, there might be things in your life that are lowering your energy levels. There might be better eating habits, better physical fitness regimens that can help you actually gain more energy, more time, by living a healthier lifestyle. So this isn't a matter of, you know, there's body, mind, and spirit, and they're all separate things. We want to make sure they're all aligned together towards God. And the third thing we saw that can be a reason for fasting and self-denial is to care for others, to give to the poor. I gave you one example of how a friend lived on an Ontario Works income so she could give the rest to the poor. But there are other ways as well. There's lots of excess in our lives that we can be sharing with others. I told you just recently about the story of somebody who intentionally gave their tax refund to Redeem the Commute, to help others learn about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, through Redeem the Commute's app and website. So there may be some excess in your life that you could be sharing with others through Redeem the Commute to share the gospel, but also to serve people's physical and other needs. Find a way that you can intentionally identify what you don't need in life and can share it with others who don't have nearly enough. So our challenge is for you to find one thing that distracts you from God, one unhealthy aspect of your life that keeps you from fully serving God, and one area of your life where you have an abundance and could share it with others. Pick one of those, come up with an action plan, and once you've finished that, work on the others as well. That's your challenge for this week and for the rest of your lives. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.